Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 10 and it's the 31st of October 2013. Halloween, Hallow's Eve. I hope everyone out there and listening hasn't suffered too badly from a storm the other day. I think this podcast is going to be mostly based around that. So probably a bit topical. You're probably fed up of hearing about the storm. But that's the way, that's what this is all about. So with that, let's get on with the show. Right, this is Saturday, and I've just finished at the allotment. Now, because we're expecting a storm tomorrow night / Monday morning, I've mainly been preparing for that. So I've just gone round the polytunnel, made sure the sandbags are held down in place, nice and tightly, adding extra weight if needed. And internally just checking all the straps and things are secure. Now inside the polytunnel, I mentioned about the tomatoes having blight. They've definitely got blight. They're dead, to put it bluntly, which I'm not too worried about. It's that time of year. So they're going to be burnt to get rid of them and free up the polytunnel so I can start working inside there. I'm planning on just getting a load of horse manure and wood shavings and stuff, get the weeds down inside. With probably a little path made out as well. Now, as I've continued outside, I've built another pallet compost heap or a bin, which is next to the one I built last week, bolted onto the side of that. I've actually started building another one next to that. I've just got to get one more pallet to complete that. I've also added a door to the front of the one I built last week, which is made out of a smaller pallet that fits between the two and a couple of hinges. I've raised it off the ground a bit so it doesn't get caught. I've wandered around, I've checked all my shed is basically just checking everything is nice and tight, ready for this storm. There's not much you can really do about it. If it's going to go, it's going to go. But I've just checked everything. All my posts are tight. My plants are in well that are going to stay there. There's not much more I can really do. I had a conversation with my neighbour, Breeder, and while we were up here, and she was doing the same. We're just checking everything over, everything secure. Unfortunately, her main concern is her pergola, which is made out of wooden branches. It's really quite attractive. There's lots of vines and things growing over it, including kiwis, which have fruited. But it's not the most stablest, and that's what she's quite worried about. There's not much we can do about that, only time will tell. So we'll see. Worst case scenario, us and a few of the other allotmenteers up there will pitch together and try and help rebuild anything. I've done a bit of de-weeding up here, not a huge amount. It's a bit wet to really work the soil, and windy. I was planning on having a bonfire, but it's a bit too wet and windy for that as well. So the main thing has been just preparing for this storm, strong winds, etc, etc. Harvested the last couple of courgettes. I thought a few weeks ago I weren't going to get any more, but there was a couple more that managed to grow. I think we had a bit of a sunny weather a couple of weeks ago for a few days, and I think that just helped them. Luckily I left the courgette plants in the soil. also harvested a few more tabberries and raspberries and apples. Now, in particular, my Brussels sprouts and my brassicas bed, I've paid attention to that because obviously they're still growing. And things like Brussels sprouts don't like having their roots rocked, so they need to be secure. Now, they are, well, in their current position, they are quite well protected by one, the polytunnel and various buildings. So they're probably going to be okay. But really, if you were worried, you would wedge like a cane or a wooden stake next to them, like you would a tomato, and grow them up that and secure them. But I'm not too worried about that. The ground's quite solid. And at the end of the day, we'll see. I'm going to head home and see what we can do at home. Okay, this is Sunday, and I've been at home just doing a few things, in particular in the garden. Same as at the allotment, really. I've just been checking everything secure. The main areas I've been concerned about is the roof fell on the shed that I applied earlier this year. Hoping that's secure. It seems okay. And I've got plenty more should I need it. And the lids on the water butts, checking they're secure. And not going to go anywhere. And the fences. Unfortunately, the fences I can't do much about. Our one down the end is falling apart anyway, but that's something in the pipelines. And the one to the left of our garden, behind the veg patch, if you like. Well, that's our neighbour's responsibility anyway. That's their fence. And their dog quite often jumps up and says hello anyway. So it is sort of in patches falling down. But there's not much more we can do with that. We've brought all the watering cans inside, except the ones that are designed to catch rain, which I absolutely love these watering cans. I will highly recommend those. They're called a rain can. I'll see if I can find some information for you and put it on the website. But I absolutely love them. I've got one at home and one at the allotment. They just sit outside, they catch rain when it rains. So yeah, I highly recommend those. Now, we have a garden ornament. A friend of ours who's an artist has made it, and it's called Dum Dum. It's basically like an Easter Island head. That sits in the garden, in amongst the veg patch. And that's quite solid, so I'm not worried about that. Yeah, really, everything's okay. I mean, I'm harvesting the tomatillos, and now I'm going to dig that up soon. In fact, next week I'm on holiday, so I'll probably do that then. Yeah, I mean, really, in at the home garden, there's not much happening. There's seeds that I've sown, like such as the garlic and onions, they're all growing well. And the broad beans I sowed last week have started to sprout, getting there. They're outside. There's little I can do to protect them, really, without them getting too hot. Yeah, so really, that's it with the home garden. Only time will tell. Okay, this is Monday evening, and we're recovering after the storm. Now, I like storms personally, so it is quite fun for me. Now, at home, our main concern, I have to admit, was with a willow tree in our neighbours in the front. It has been known to lose branches before, and it creaks and groans and what have you. So I was constantly about every hour up just looking outside the window and seeing what that's doing, really. But nothing came off it, which is a bit annoying because we were hoping some branches would come off it. Not that anybody got hurt or any damage got done, but just to trim it. It's got a protection order on it, so and it's bigger than the houses. It's when it goes, it's going to go quite spectacularly. It's a bit of a concern, but there's not much we can do about it. I've spoken to the neighbour, it's all in hand. Our back garden, one of the fence panels did come down between us and our neighbour on the left hand side. It was only one fence panel, it was the one behind Dum Dum, believe it or not, and it knocked Dum Dum over, but he's fine, so don't worry. The neighbour has popped round and said she's going to sort it at the weekend and apologised, although she had nothing to apologise for. It happens, you know, we've got bad weather. Don't mind the dogs coming in our garden if necessary. And I think really we got away with it quite lightly. I haven't been to the allotment, but my neighbour did text me and said everything on our plot is looking good and fine. So that's really quite a satisfactory result. I've survived this storm without any problems, as far as I can tell so far. And I really hope I can say the same for all of you out there. But please let us know. Send us pictures if you like. I'll put them on the website. Yeah, great. Okay, it's Thursday. I got up early this morning and managed to pop to the allotment. I had another pallet, but unfortunately it was the wrong size for what I was wanting it for. But I also found some wire cage to make a leaf mould bin. I'll discuss more on that at a later date. I've obviously just had a quick wander around the allotment and check everything was okay, as I haven't been able to since the storm. Everything's fine. A few of the empty pots got blown around. Well, you know, I weren't worried about those. They don't cost any money, really. They're spare, and I can always find them. One of my blueberry bushes did get blown over. Picked that up. I might have to weigh that down in the future or find some way of securing it. And the lid for our incinerator bin got blew off, and actually that lid did move a good 5 meters away. So how we'd done it, because it had to get through a few bushes and things to where it landed, but it's done it. It could have been worse. It could have blown off and we never found it, or it could have blown off and done some damage. It didn't. So we're quite lucky there. Polytunnel is absolutely fine. After first installing this polytunnel, it did blow away a few times in some gusty wind, which is why I moved to putting sandbags around it. Originally I had some grow bags and some soil. I don't think they were heavy enough, so I moved to the sandbags, and Christ, they've survived this storm and it's still standing. There's not much more I can say about that, but it proves it. Sandbags is what you need. And I hope that you will, if you're planning on buying some of these polytunnels, that you will bear that in mind and learn from my experience there, that sandbags are what's needed, or something really heavy, possibly cement blocks or bricks, but a lot of them. Now, something I forgot to mention on Saturday that I did do is I brought the water butt up from home, and I've half filled that up with water from the other water butts. I built a stand out of it for it, out of pallets, and put it next to the two blue ones. I do apologise for forgetting to mention that on Saturday. It's quite a key thing, but that is now up there. And that stood fine. The two blue ones, after, you know, moving water into this thing, has filled up again with the heavy rain. So, all well and good. I've got to drill a hole and add a hose to fill up this this new water butt, or new to there anyway, from those three, which I'll do at a later date. Fairly easy, and just saves me having to move and buy a cans. The potatoes, the main crop potatoes, I've noticed they're starting to die back, so I'm going to dig those up at the weekend. I'm glad it's finally got there, because I really was wanting that space for the garlic and onions, but I wanted my yields of potatoes too. So yeah, that's finally done it. So I dig those up at the weekend with the fork and things, and really go through it. I'll probably give it a week and then just check once more before starting to get the garlic and onions in. Right, so I think it's time I got to work now. I'll speak to you soon. Right, I'm going to wrap this up now. I really hope none of you have any damage from the storm again. If you do, please send your pictures to me. That's at Richard at the Veg Grower Podcast, and I'll put them on the website. Talking of the website, please do go along and visit. That's the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please do go and visit it. Please sign up. Please talk in this forum. My offer of getting a mention still exists, unless you don't want to get mentioned on the podcast. But the first person to comment or write in the forum, I will mention here. You'll get credited it. Okay, so I'll speak to you again next week. And with that, I'm off. Thank you. Goodbye.